Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Namaskar and welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. You're watching Healer Within. Welcome, sister.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Last time when you were speaking about karma, you said something very wonderful. That was intention. And you know, I wanted you to continue in this episode a little more about intention.
When we see the word karma, because most of us have heard this also, that as will be the karma, so will be the result. So we do take care of our karma, that I should do good karma, I should do good deeds. But what we need to check now is karma is not just the deed. Karma is energy that is flowing from me out. That is karma. Now, when we checked karma, we said the way I speak, the way I behave. That is karma.
Actually, when I was in school, college, I thought karma was just slapping somebody or hitting. You know, I never thought of a thought.
We never think it is a thought. And especially today, if we check ourselves today, so many of us are able to do this, that we're thinking different, speaking different, and doing different. So many people around us will say, your words and your deeds should be in harmony. Do what you're saying. You know, it's like I say, I will be on time, and then I come an hour late. And then somebody will say, your words and your deeds don't match. You said you will complete this work by tomorrow, and it's taken 3 days more. So no value for your word, which means word and deed is not matching. So many of us, our words and deeds don't match. And yet there are some people who will always stick to their word. They will do what they have said. And then we say these people stick to their words. So that is harmony between words and deeds. Now, words and deeds can be seen by people around me. And also, I'm also very aware of my words and deeds because I can hear them and I can see them. Now, the third level of energy, where it all begins, is my thoughts. Are my thoughts in harmony with my words and my deeds? Or is it I'm thinking different and then speaking and doing differently? Because karma is not words and deeds. Karma is beginning here. The minute I have created a thought for you, it's my karma. Because it's energy that I've sent out. I may not be able to see it, hear it. You may not be able to see it, hear it. But it's a soul-to-soul connection. So that is the soul which has sent the vibration to the other soul. The karmic account has been created. So now I need to ask myself, do I speak and do what I think? I can say, it was lovely meeting you. We must meet again. And internally, I can think, it was the most boring meeting. I'm not going to meet this person again. I can say to someone who's come over to my place, I said, you must have dinner and go. Inside, I could be thinking, when are they going to leave? I have so much work to finish before I sleep tonight. Thoughts and words are not in harmony.
Yeah, but it starts from the morning, no? Good morning. Nothing is in harmony. You don't mean it.
One is where you're saying it without feeling it. You know, if I have to say good morning, then I create this pure thought that I wish that your morning today is going to be beautiful. Then I'm radiating a nice thought and then bring it out into words. Which means if I'm saying good morning without thinking, then I'm saying the word mechanically, and these kind of words have become mechanical, repeated, habitual, without feeling it. But one is when I'm feeling something else, and then hiding that and converting that into speaking something totally different. Where I could be hating somebody inside, and I could be very nice to them in my words. Which means I'm sending a negative arrow here, and saying very nice words. Let's say I say, this meal was excellent. I enjoyed everything that you've cooked. And inside, I'm saying, I didn't like it at all.
Maybe I wanted you to be not feel unhappy by saying, I didn't like the meal.
Absolutely. So
My intention was correct.
Intention is correct. Intention is, I do not want to hurt the other person. Or I do not want to displease the other person. Intention is absolutely correct. But let me understand that if I don't want to displease the other person, I don't want to hurt the other person, then I'm not to send that arrow from here. Because if I've sent that arrow from here,
okay,
I've already hurt the other person.
I can't say from within, inside, oh, lousy food,
yeah,
I don't know why.
Because then I've sent that vibration.
And then whatever you speak doesn't matter.
Yeah, and most important, your intention has not been served then. Your intention was not to hurt me, but you've hurt me. So if your intention is not to hurt me, then you'll have to change your karma here. They've done their best. They've cooked their best. Their taste and my taste might be different, but they put in their best for me. I must thank them for this.
So again, that is the meaning of
intention
that matters.
Intention that
especially
matters.
When I buy flowers and all that, a friend of mine said, why are you worried so much? Your intention matters.
Intention.
Don't try to buy a little expensive or 100 rupees here and there doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
He said the intention matters.
Intention matters. So when I'm saying, because many of us are doing a lot of things in the name of courtesy, protocol, and be saying we have to be nice to people, we should talk nicely, we should behave nicely. Important is we should think nicely. Because today if you see in our field of relationships, in spite of the fact that we're being so nice to people, doing such nice things for people, relationships are very fragile. They're shaking very easily because energy that we are radiating inside to each other is not very strong. And so we have been hurting each other with our thoughts and saying very nice words. I was meeting a hockey team once here of one of the programs, and they said we are this number of players on the field and we are one team and the other team is like the opponent team. They said, but it happens so often that inside we're actually being critical about each other's way of playing. And yet when there's a break, we'll all come together and we'll say, yes, we are together. We are a team. We are one family. We're playing for India. But are we a team? Is there a team spirit? Because what are the arrows we are throwing at each other while playing? Oh, he shouldn't have done this. This was bad. I could have done it better than him. If he's played this well, he will go ahead of me. This is not team spirit. My team spirit inside is collapsing because the spirit of what we are thinking for each other is negative. Similarly, look at it in a corporate sector, in a big organization, people working together, talking very nicely to each other, behaving very nicely with each other, relatives being very nice to each other outwardly, internally. There could be jealousy. There could be a feeling of wanting to pull the other person down. So karma is here. I was talking to a team from a company once. They had come for a retreat and they had come to the retreat center. And we just told them that we have a little gadget by which we can know your thoughts. That gadget will be connected to each one of you and your thoughts will be displayed like this. And how would it be then if that happens? And they said, we will not be able to sit with each other after that. And it will be difficult to believe that this person thinks like this about me. I thought they were very nice to me. Because thoughts. And then we say, I've never done anything wrong to anybody. I've always been nice to people. Why are wrong things happening to me? Because karma is not here. Karma is not here. Karma is here. In fact, this is complete disintegrity.
Sister, you said that if we can read or see what the other person thinks about me, we will not be able to face each other ever. But the fact is that we feel what the other person feels.
Yes, we should be able to sense.
So it is almost like it's quite transparent.
Actually, what has happened today is we know that people are feeling differently. But we are also feeling differently. So we are very happy playing this subtle cheating game with each other. Okay, as long as they're talking nicely to me. And I was talking to somebody and I said, that person doesn't think nicely for you. You need to now take care. You will have to do something about it so that you mend your relationship and things need to get better. Or you need to see whether you need to work somewhere else because here there's a lot of strain. There's too much of wrong things being said about you, which you're not aware of. And the person says, as long as he's talking nicely to me, I'm fine. As long as he's not said anything to me, what he's thinking about me, I don't care. We're just happy. As long as people are being nice to us and we are being nice to them, relationship is okay.
We have a very nice relationship with each other. Whenever he meets me, he speaks nicely to me and he greets me. How can you say that?
So now we can't change the way people think about us, but we need to only check how we think about people. This is harmony. There needs to be harmony not just between words and deeds, but harmony between thoughts, words and deeds.
Here, I need to interrupt. We need to take care of what we think about others.
Right.
Okay, now I see somebody doing wrong and I see he's wrong.
Mm.
So you mean to say I should see, no, he's such a nice person?
No. If then, I am seeing something is wrong, if I want to say it out to them, then let me be honest.
I don't want to say.
Okay, then it's like this. Suppose I don't like what you're wearing.
Hmm.
Let's say, okay? Now, if I'm inside, there is this thought that there's something terribly wrong with what they're wearing. They need to change this. This is not right. So let me speak out my mind.
Hmm.
What is here, I'll say here. I'll say, maybe you're finding it right. The way of saying it makes a lot of difference though. Honesty, put across very politely, will never hurt anybody. So we say to the other person, I don't think what you're wearing is right for you. Let's say, I'm honest. Now, second is, if I feel I shouldn't be saying this, if I say this, things will go wrong, it will hurt the other person. So if I shouldn't be saying it, then I shouldn't be thinking it also. Anything which cannot be said means it's not a nice word. It should not be said. If said, it will cause some kind of a conflict. If thought also, it will cause conflict. This I need to remember. You know, if I say, oh, I'm feeling this, but I can't say it to them. Because if I say it to them, there will be a problem. But if I think it for them also, there will be a problem.
So what do you do?
I will have to change my thought then.
Like what?
Like suppose in this case, you say, okay, fine, it's their choice. They feel like wearing this.
In a party, somebody is misbehaving, getting drunk, shouting. And I look at him and just say, what?
See, let's understand one thing.
Whatever I feel, what I see it for, it is going to be there.
Absolutely. Now, let's like this thing. When we are looking at other people's karma, it could be not something as small as a misbehavior in a party. It could be something very big also. Let us see, this soul is performing their karma. The more I will think about it, what am I doing in the process?
I'm absorbing.
I'm also creating my karma.
Oh, I thought I'm absorbing the negative energy.
Absorbing
also.
Energy and creating negative energy means creating my karma. Of course I'm absorbing negative energy.
Okay.
Suppose I'm seeing you behave here in a particular way. It's your karma, right? You're behaving in this particular way. One, can I do anything to help you? Let me do that. Which means I am creating a right karma to help someone else to change their karma. Very pure deed. Very pure karma. Second, if I can do nothing about it, let me then not think about it.
How can you stop thinking if in a delicate relationship like a father-in-law, daughter-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, when you see somebody not doing the right thing?
Okay, so what are the options? This is exactly, very nice. What are the options?
Sister, there are certain relationships where you cannot say something. Those are delicate places.
Perfect.
There, if you say something, the other person might misunderstand you. And that will create much more than...
Perfect. Now, which means there is somebody very close to me, could be a grown-up child, married child, whom I cannot say much to because now they are on their own journey. Maybe a daughter-in-law, maybe a son-in-law, maybe a sister, brother-in-law, mother-in-law. Okay. A close circuit of souls. Souls with whom I've had past karmic accounts. And so now they are in my close contact. Present karmic accounts are going on. Delicate relationships. So now I am seeing this soul behave in a particular way, certain set of habits, particular way of working, whether it's in the kitchen, in the office with me, which is different from what I think is right. Very important is, I think my method is right, they are different. Okay, something I can see which I know is not right for them. I want to tell them, pure intention, it will help them to do things in a better way. One, I say it. Second, you said, it can't be said. Suppose it can't be said. If said, it will not be taken in the right perspective. It might create undercurrents which are not healthy. So I tell myself, I'm not to say it. Okay. If I don't say it, but I keep thinking about it, I'm still saying it.
As good as saying.
As good as saying. In fact, sometimes it's stronger than saying, because, you know, if I say it, it finishes in 5 minutes. But if I keep thinking about it,
it reaches.
And I keep looking at them and I keep thinking about it, it can go on for days.
They can sense a difference in my behavior.
It's even if there's no difference in your behavior. You know, sometimes we are able to do it. There'll be no difference outside. But what about all my thoughts that are traveling to them? Then what will happen? Your whole intention, the intention that I don't want to send this energy to them, it will create problems. That doesn't get solved because you're still sending that energy to them. So I have to tell myself, this is their karma, their sanskar, they want to do it this way. Right now, it's not right for me to say anything to them. So I choose I will not say anything to them, which means I will not think about it. Because if I think, I'm still saying, and I'm saying more than what I would have said by saying two words to them. So here, but what happens is we say, it's okay if I'm thinking as long as I'm not speaking it. And we say, I've been nice to them because I didn't say a word. You know, and people will say, do you know what? I saw them doing this, this, this. I didn't say a word. Then don't say a word here.
Yeah, but sister, when you do not like something about somebody, you are sending the vibrations of dislike.
Yes. And thereby creating?
Karmas.
Your own karma. See, this is what we have to check.
And a bad relationship.
A bad relationship means a bad karmic account. Arrows going to them,
coming back.
Here is where it comes, the acceptance. Acceptance of their sanskar. This is a very interesting game that we have to play the whole day. Let us not create sanskars by thinking too much about to other people's sanskars. People around us, all souls on a long, long journey, huge bundle of sanskars. All that iceberg there. Below. Everyone's going to be different. Everyone will be different from me, and many things which I don't think are right. If I go churning about them, I'm creating my sanskar and a karmic account. So I'll have to teach my mind to not create karma by thinking about other people's karma. And these other people need not necessarily be in the close family. We can watch the TV news and churn a lot about the wrong karma the person on the news has done. Somebody's committed a crime, a murder, or whatever. And we go on and on and on thinking about it, speaking about it, create even anger and hatred. We have just got entangled with somebody else's karma. Someone comes and tells me, oh, so-and-so did such and such a thing. And I can just go on and on thinking and talking about it. And thereby creating my own karma.
Especially on the internet, you just see my Facebook. Mm-hmm. Government is this, this fellow is this, police is sleeping, that fellow is doing, this list, that list. It's a non-stop negative energy throughout. And it starts from morning, early morning news, midnight news, whole day news, TV channels, newspapers.
We need to understand here whether it's my closed circuit of relationships or whether it's the world. If there's anything I can do about it, let me do it. If I cannot do anything about it, then let me not think about it. Because my thinking negative about it will only add pain to the existing pain. And thereby, I'm also creating my negative karma and radiating pain in the world. You know, when people say, oh, but there's so much pain in the world. Okay, there is so much pain in the world, so what do you want to do about it? Radiate peace into the world if there's so much pain in the world. But if you're going to go on churning and saying, oh, but there is so much pain in the world. How can there be so much pain? I cannot see so much pain in the world. And you're just adding pain to the existing pain in the world. So we just need to take care that when we are seeing other people doing their karma, whether it's people around me or out in the world, let me do something if I can do it. And if I can't do it, I will not think about it. Because my thinking about it creates my own karma and creates a karmic account for them. So here comes the whole concept of intention behind the karma. Spirituality teaches us a very beautiful thing. Raja Yoga meditation has opened a different way of looking at it. Karma is not in the act. Karma is the intention behind the act. You know, it's like somebody might say something very loudly to me, but if the intention was very beautiful, it's going to go into a good karma. And somebody could speak very sweetly to me, but doesn't have very nice thoughts behind it, it's going to go into a karmic account, which is on the negative side. So the intention behind the karma is the karma. Your karmic account, your karma account with yourself, with the other soul, and thereby the destiny that I'm writing is based on my intention. Sometimes I'm doing things for recognition. I could be doing something for name, fame. But I would make it look as if I'm doing it for another person. And I think I'm doing good karma. You know, I'm doing this to help you. What is my intention behind helping you?
Well, what about charity?
Yes, what about charity? Absolutely. What is my intention? An intention is so subtle that sometimes even we won't be aware of our own intention.
No, I've seen so many people and so many supposedly VIPs taking and doing, giving things to poor people, and then the photographs come on the front page. And they get angry if that NGO doesn't put their photograph.
So intention behind the karma. Why was I doing the charity? Why am I doing the social work? Why am I helping somebody? Why am I even helping a friend? What is my intention behind the karma? Is the intention name? Fame? Is the intention appreciation? And acceptance by other people? Is the intention recognition from people around me? Is the intention to feel superior, that I am big and I'm doing this to help people around? Or is the intention purely and selflessly just to help them to be able to do something better? This is very, very, very subtle checking. And as will be the intention, so will be the energy that will radiate out. And that will be the energy that will come back to me. When we talk about charity, charity and karmic account is also very, very deeply connected. You know, a lot of us do charity so that that's also a way of settling down, I feel, my past mistakes and my negative karma. Because it has been taught to us, ki daan karo. You know, whatever you have done wrong, daan karo. Do charity, it will help to nullify whatever mistakes that you have made. Now I need to understand the mistake was here and the charity that I'm doing is either donating books or donating clothes or donating money, sometimes donating blood. Whatever charity I'm doing, it's a good karma. There's no doubt. Intention is good, karma
every
is good.
Every Friday, take something in black and do charity so that all your bad luck will go away.
Really?
These kind of things, a lot of people teach you. Okay, for you, okay, when were you born? Okay, that date, birth, chart, so and so. You should go every Monday and do charity white things like milk, white sugar, white rice. These are the things which the charity and people are going with that intention. Not that she or he is going to feed the poor or give somebody. They go and find something black, they find something white, so that their bad karmas will be nullified.
But even if it is being done with that intention, that it's only for nullifying my bad karmas, even that is not going to happen. Even that's not going to happen. If, let's say, I have an intention of opening a hospital, opening a school. I want to give free education to girls or free education to young children. It's a pure intention. Even if, you know, we say it's a selfless, pure intention, pure act of charity. But this pure act and pure intention is creating a good karma. There's no doubt about it. You're doing very, very good karma and you will get the result of this good karma. You give education to somebody, you will get a good intellect. You give health to somebody, you will get very good physical health. If today or maybe some other time.
Why can't you take these things as intention and do it?
Yeah, intention.
If I give books and I'll get intellects, okay, let me have this kind of intention.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. It's a very pure intention. Even if it's being done with that intention that I want to do some good karma. You know, this is also a nice intention.
Yeah, but it's being selfish. No? I'm doing
even
it for
if
myself.
It is that, okay, never mind. I want to do a good
deed. But I'm clear.
Which is okay. But to say that if I do this charity, it will nullify my past mistakes, it will not happen. If my past negative karma was of cheating somebody, I cannot give money to somebody else or donate money to somebody else and say, it's okay, I did that wrong karma. This will nullify the effect of that. Like you said, mistake with him, sorry to God. It's not going to get nullified. Similarly, cheated him, donated to him. It's not going to get nullified. I cheated him. That negative karma remains. And my consequences from him will come. I'm donating to him. That's a good karma. I will get the consequences of that. Why we were taught that give charity? We had to remember what charity we had to give and how we had to do it. Suppose I've created a lot of anger and thereby given pain to a lot of souls. I want to nullify that karma. And it's possible. I want to nullify that karma. Nullify that karma means delete the anger sanskar, create a new sanskar. Now charity. Do this charity that give lot of good wishes and peace to lot of souls. Give lots and give many, many, many times more than what anger or pain or hurt we had given. When you're giving the counter of what you have done, even if it is, let's say I got angry with you and I'm not able to nullify it now anymore with you, that remains. But if I give lot of peace and love to 100 more souls, okay? Now, one, I stop giving anger to you. That I'll have to take care of, that no more anger here. And peace and love to 100 more souls. I am creating a new sanskar of peace. And depleting my sanskar of anger. So this charity of giving peace is nullifying my karmic account because I've created a new sanskar. But if I give anger and pain to you and just go and give clothes and books there, my sanskar doesn't change. So when I give charity, I have to take care that charity of that so that the sanskar that I want to nullify should take place. And here's where the concept of seva comes. Donate. But donate what? Donate values, virtues, powers, and which means bring it into action. Give love to so many souls. Heal so many souls. Get so much blessings from them that will help you to heal your sanskar. That will be charity. And that will help to nullify your karmic account.
Wonderful, sister. The meaning of charity begins at home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Charity begins at home here.
It's very clear now. Thank you so much.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Karma is not only what we speak and do. Karma begins with our thoughts and feelings. Because that is the energy which radiates out even before our words and actions. Our thoughts, words and actions need to be in harmony. This is integrity and honesty.
Om Shanti.